Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I loved it. That's what I have to say about the Purple Rain show musical at the State Theater yesterday. Last night was opening night. I know Vanita talked about this. Last night was opening night. It was also media night, so a lot of us in the media got to go. And I absolutely loved it. Now, this is coming from a person who cannot sing, who was never like a public dancer. You know, I go out with my husband and I dance, but I don't have like real skills. I just do it because I like it. To watch these people on stage who have so much extraordinary talent was an amazing thing for me. I don't care that it wasn't like the movie. I don't remember the movie. I remember in the 80s when I watched it or whenever I watched it, I was like, oh, that wasn't a very good movie. You know, I wasn't a huge Prince fan growing up in New Jersey. I wasn't. I thought he was a little odd. Now, of course, I see the error of my ways that he is a true artiste and so unbelievably talented. All of those things. I have great respect for Prince and my love for his music has grown over the years. But this show last night, I don't care that it wasn't true to the movie. It's probably better that it wasn't. Like I said, it wasn't a very good movie. But to watch these people on stage, the triple threat, they sing, they act, they dance. I mean, their comedy skills, their timing, because there was some comedy. The guy who plays Morris Day, hilarious physically, and his timing was great. It's hard to say anything bad, unless I guess you're some kind of Prince purist where nothing is ever good enough for you, about last night's performance of Purple Rain. I loved it. By the end of the show, I was dancing in my chair. I was dancing most of the time in my chair. And by the way, Minnesota, I did not see you guys dancing in your chair. You guys are supposed to be the Prince people. You love Prince. I was one of the few. Maybe there were others, but the people around me, I don't know. They seemed a little stoogy because they were not dancing in their chairs like I was. I just thought it was fantastic. The music, the talent of these people is completely overwhelming to me because I have zero talent. Oh, David, why do I hear that backup? Is that me? Do I need to? I'm hearing some feedback. Yeah. I just thought it was so great. And maybe it's because I'm an easy laugh or I'm easily entertained. You know, I still watch Saturday Night Live. And even if it's not funny, if I get a little bit of a chuckle, I'm happy. I just want to be happy or feel good or appreciate really good talent. I have nothing bad to say about last night's musical of Purple Rain. On the way out, I saw lots of media people there. So hi to media friends. On the way out, I bumped into Shaletta. I said, did you like it? And she said she liked the second half, not the first. And okay, The second half had more music, had more spectacular performances, really vibrant. You know, it was a little, I guess, a little more intense, I'm going to say. But that's kind of how you leave it. And you always remember how you leave it. Like, if you have a great finale, that's why people put so much work into the finale. Like, you walk away feeling good about what you just saw. And like I said, I'm not a critic. I very rarely have high expectations, especially of stage performances. I don't even like musicals. I really don't. I don't enjoy going to musicals. I think it's silly when people burst into song. But this was fantastic. The dude sounded like Prince. He was much taller, but he looked like Prince. I don't know who Abelonia is, but she was very appealing and so talented. I can't say enough good things about last night's performance. And I'm not normally like that because I don't really like musicals. But for anybody who walked away and was disappointed, you're just looking for something to poop on. And this was one for the hometown team. As we were leaving, we saw people with like glow light bracelets walking over to First Ave. And I said to my husband, I was like, oh, guess we didn't get invited to the after party, because that's where the after party was. And I'm sure it was really fun, but that's okay that I didn't get invited. I was happy that people were downtown going to a show, going to an after party, enjoying like Minnesota's legacy, because that's what it is. And I was just astounded by the extraordinary talent that is out there every day. Okay. Did you go, and what did you think? 651-461-9226. Go ahead, David. David, you weren't there, were you?
I was not there. Okay, you need to sell me a little bit more on this, Jordana, because I like musicals are typically not my thing. When I watch a musical, I find myself thinking right when they get into the good part of the story, they stop for 6 minutes and sing a song, and I'm like, can you stop singing and get back to the story? That's a me problem, not a musical's problem. It's not my thing.
Right, that's a you problem.
And
right.
you said you're the same. So,
yeah, I don't like musicals.
I understand what you're saying, that the quality of this is very high, which I don't doubt at all. But I also know there's lots of very good quality musicals all over the place that you and I typically aren't into. So why is this one? Yeah. I don't know that this one is necessarily of that much better quality than everything around it. So is it just the Minnesota connection, or what's the piece that turned Jordana, not a musical person, into a person that was so excited last night?
It was the performances. I thought the stage direction was spectacular. I thought the way they interspersed parts of, I guess, what was the real movie. I'm not really sure because I don't know. They interspersed, you know, like a video, a screen. By the way, David, I told Shaletta to call in. If she calls in, pick it up, because I want to talk to her about last night. I guess maybe because I'm not an aficionado, and someone said, Jor, you got to get out more. All the people act, sing, and dance so wonderfully. It's not just Purple Rain. Okay, that's fine. It's not just Purple Rain. I guess I don't get out that much. Shows are expensive. You know, that's not really, I guess, maybe where I use all my entertainment budget on musicals. But I really appreciated the talent of these people. And maybe it's because I'm so untalented that I've seen musicals where I haven't really loved them. You know, people are bursting into song just because they are. This just really spoke to me, I guess, because I have a greater appreciation of Prince. That's why. This was I had a great appreciation for what these folks were doing and how they put together the show. I was riveted, and I'm just being positive here that I thought those people's talent was amazing. And I said to my husband on the way home, gosh, people have so much talent. And not just these people, I'm sure other people. But I was super, super impressed last night and only have good things to say about it. And it was to the level, in my opinion, because I grew up going to Broadway with my mom every year. For our birthdays, we share a birthday a day apart, and every year we would treat ourselves to Saturday afternoon, the buy one, get one free, the matinees, and we would go and see a Broadway show. And this was definitely at the level of what I remember the acting or the singing, if she did choose a musical that year, what it would be like. So I just had a great experience. It was really positive. Like, I just don't have anything negative to say about that, except Minnesotans. I could have used a little more dancing. I was kind of the only one in my immediate area. I was clapping my hands and bopping around in my seat. But I just really liked it. 651-461-9226. Did you see it? Did you love it? You can complain about it. I'm just not going to. And Shaletta does have a complaint. So hopefully she'll call in and we will hear her thoughts next. Here's a text. Get this. Somebody texted in, some idiot. Let Adam talk, please. Dude, Adam is off. He told you yesterday he's filling in for Chad. Adam's off today. Oh, God. Oh, don't text the show if you're stupid. Please don't. I'm not in the mood today. I'm trying to be really positive. I loved Purple Rain last night. It was so fun to see the enormous talent of people out there doing their thing. And I just don't understand why people are pooping all over it. You went to the theater. People sang their heart out. They danced their heart out. They honored a Minnesota son. And people are complaining. Oh, my God. David just heard that somebody gave it a B-. I asked that person to come on the air with me. They declined. Why? Why decline? Come and tell me why it was a B-. This person is a Minnesotan. Tell us why. Jordan, I'm happy you enjoyed the evening. My grandson has been in theater musical since third grade. He's now at Berklee College of Music in Boston. What a great school. What a terrific school. I hope your son is enjoying that, and congratulations. I'm so envious of people with talent like that. I have none. I have zero talent. So I just am in awe of people like that. This texter says, wow, exact opposite of what I heard. Eighth grade production with a lot of improvements that need to be made, said someone on the scene with the motorcycle. Okay. I mean, I guess that person is an aficionado or has seen a lot more productions than I. I just went and I had low expectations and I was really pleasantly surprised on the show. I know people are feeling angry and negative out there, but go and enjoy. Enjoy. You know, it's music. It was lovely. Someone said,
wait, are you upset with people for saying that the show was not great? Like, aren't people allowed to have their opinion that it wasn't great?
No, I said, but come on and tell me why. If you say it's a B-,
sure.
Let me know. You're smarter than me that or you know more about musicals. You know, I'm not a musical theater critic or anything. And by the way, we did invite the critics on. I was just saying it was, I felt positive because I thought people were enormously talented and I was so grateful to have them share their talent with me. People can have an opinion about what they want. But I said, if you have a negative opinion, tell me why. Why am I wrong? So someone said here it was an eighth grade production with a lot of improvements that need to be made. I'm not a musical theater director, so I was very happy to watch it. And I was just, like I said, in awe of the enormous talent of people. I guess I'm surprised that you could walk out of there unhappy or with a B-, because I don't think a B- is such a good grade. So I'd like to hear why. Let's see. Prince has been given honorary degrees from school, stage presence, production. It's a lifelong gift of stage presence for any career. Enough on last night. No, I'm still going to be talking about it because I enjoyed it so much. Jordana loved the Purple Rain show. Morris Day garbage can part. Hilarious. Yes, it was. We laughed so hard. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. A real host would start the show with zero mention of it. Oh, no. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, poop on the poopers. Critics and eunuchs can both tell you how. Okay. Someone says, thought the Purple Rain was terrible. Too long. Needed to cut some parts. Yes, like a high school play. The dancing ridiculous. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Purple Rain was fantastic, this texter says. The setup was a nightclub, looked like First Avenue. Chris Collins as Prince was fantastic. There you go. Some people thought it was terrible. Some people thought it was fantastic. I thought it was fantastic. I left with a smile on my face, and I so appreciated the hard work of the people that went into that show. So, yeah, I asked the critics from the Star Tribune to come on. I asked you guys to come on. If you didn't like it, tell me why. 651-461-9226. Curious about that. Shaletta did, I don't know if she called in, but she says, Jor, I got to come on the show. I said, call him now. She said, The damn ushers wouldn't let me dance at the Purple Rain musical last night. Shaletta, I was dancing in my seat. Shaletta, do you mean they didn't want you to dance on stage? Because that's probably a good reason for them to keep you off the stage. But what do you mean they wouldn't let you dance? Maybe she wanted to dance in the aisle. Shaletta, this is why I asked you to call me. 651-461-9226. I was very happy dancing in my seat. Hope I tried not to be too close. The seats are very small at the State Theater. But I was very cautious of the person sitting next to me because they're very small. So I was just dancing, you know, quietly in my seat. But I couldn't stop myself because it was so catchy and I really enjoyed it. So no, I guess dancing in the street or dancing in the aisle would probably be a fire hazard. And Shaletta, I'm sorry about that. But at least it got you moving and that you wanted to dance. And that is a good thing. When we get back, Minnesota ranks number one in increasing credit card debt. Unbelievable. Credit card delinquency is increasing the most. We are the number one state where credit card delinquency is increasing the most in our state. What are we doing, guys? Let's talk about why next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Minnesota's number one. That's usually a great thing, except for the Wallet Hub study that says we are number one in increasing credit card debt. You guys, I'm so sad about this, and I need to know why. Credit card delinquency has increased, according to this Wallet Hub study, the most in Minnesota from Q1 to Q2. Okay? We were delinquent. Minnesotans were delinquent nearly 33% more on credit cards in quarter two of this year than we were in quarter one. You know, the first 3 months of the year, then the second 3 months of the year. That's how the quarters work. I'm not a business person either, but I got that part down. What's going on? What is going on? We have apparently high credit card debt in general. Minnesota residents do. We have high credit card debt in general. And now we're delinquent on our payments. And you know what that does to us, friends? That just increases the interest that we have to pay on the credit card. And I'm upset by this. But I think I understand why, and I am asking you, why is this happening to us? Why and is Minnesota, I mean, we're number one, you guys. There's 50 states. We're number one. We're so good at so many things, and we're smart, and we have educated people here, and we do have high salaries. So what are we doing with the credit cards? This texter says, Jor, the ridiculously high taxes of all types, income, Social Security, property, and especially sales tax in some cities, along with many state, counties, and city fees. I mean, the excess, the rising prices on everything have more people using credit. I totally hear you. And the interest is ridiculous on some of these credit cards. I mean, I've heard of credit cards with like a 25% interest rate, which is it's criminal, by the way. Absolutely criminal. There should be law. Amy Klobuchar, make a law against that. But oh, someone said, Jor, we're in a state of fraud. Oh, that's from John. Yes, John, we do lose a lot of money to fraud. We do. I don't know that that takes care of our credit card habits. That credit card habits are sort of a personal thing, and we should take personal responsibility for that. I don't know that the government defrauding us out of our tax money is hurting our personal credit cards. Jor, really? We need to know why everything is more expensive. People are losing their jobs. People are using credit cards to get by and they can't pay it off because of rising prices on everything. Yes. Traveling to warmer places during winter, robbing Peter to pay Paul to travel. Oh my gosh, that's absolutely true. Yeah, it's gets chilly here, friends. The winters get hard. That's true. I am afraid because credit card debt, once you get in so deep, boy, it's really hard to get out of that because the interest rates, they just kill you with the interest rates. And then you just get used to paying the interest, but you have to still charge things on your credit cards every now and then. And it becomes this terrible spiral. Credit cards can be so dangerous. It's not free money. This texter says, Jordana, I struggle to find money to feed my kids. I put my credit cards versus putting the burden on taxpayers. Oh, that hurts my heart. That hurts my heart. I know. And thank you, by the way. Thank you for thinking about your global impact. But friend, if you need benefits, can't promise that you're getting them as the federal government continues to slow down on SNAP and cut those benefits. I just don't want you to get put in danger with those credit cards. Look for help where you can get it. You won't always need it, maybe from the state or the government. But if you need it right now, instead of you're getting yourself into debt, that's what it's there for. I'm also wondering if now that we're aware of this, because I am, are there any things, like hobbies or activities that you've cut down on because the prices are getting ridiculous? Things you might normally put on a credit card, like going out to the movies with your family. You'd put that on a credit card. It might have cost you $50 for a family of four once. Now it's $80 or $90 because everything is so expensive. Or are you making any changes because of this? 651-461-9226. Are higher credit card rates affecting how you spend? Are you worried about credit card debt and getting out of it? I'm just curious to know how you're spending. And if you're spending, where are you cutting back? How are these higher debt ratios affecting you? Are you cutting back? Let me open up the text line here. Let's see. Jor, it's not the people with high salaries or who understand basic math that have the credit card debt. Interesting. Passing a personal finance class in high school should be a graduation requirement. Friend, it is. It is. My kids went to public school here in Minnesota. They do have personal finance. They do. So they learn the basics. This other text, Jor, the younger ones, the 20s and 30s, are the I want it all lifestyle instead of planning and saving. Okay, but I know a lot of 20s and 30s that are living at home and with jobs that are trying to pay money or, excuse me, save money because they understand how hard it is out there. And they should. We absolutely need to normalize that. Either grandparents moving back in with you or kids moving back in with you before they start a family of their own to save money. We got to normalize that. Jordana, it's the taxes, the fees, etc. Almost $500 for tabs on my car in Minnesota. My brother pays just over $100 for a similar vehicle in North Dakota. And also, don't forget, everything costs more at the stores just on the basics. Yeah, that's what it is, I think. It's just the rising cost of everything. Eggs. I mean, gas is seemingly reasonable. David, have you filled up recently?
Yeah, gas has been very reasonable. It took a tick up this week. But yeah, it's still, you know, under $3 at a lot of places. So, yeah, I don't think that's the thing that's pushing people over the edge.
Yeah, okay. I was asking people what they are cutting back on. Mm-hmm. Someone said, I'm not getting my nails done anymore. I get it. That's an easy one. Not easy for you. I know that's a treat for you and you deserve good things. You deserve to have nice things. But I get it.
Yeah,
I get it that's what you're cutting back on. Go ahead.
Well, let me go back to the original headline of the story, which is that Minnesota leads the country in terms of our rate of not paying our credit cards is going up more than anywhere else. My question for you is, because I think there's two things here. There's personal responsibility, right, which we talked about. A caller was like saying that we need financial education in high school, which I totally agree with. So some of that is us as Minnesotans becoming more educated about our finances, making better decisions and not carrying, you know, a bunch of loads on our credit card. Other people would argue that it's a policy issue. And if you look at a lot of places in Europe, like I was just looking this up, many countries in Europe have a max on the percentage that credit card companies can charge you. Some are around like 10 or 12%, which is a lot lower than the cards we have. Some of them are 19, 20, 25%. Interest rates, which is killer.
Ridiculous.
They also in many...
That should be illegal, by the way.
Okay, well, that's a question. Should we do that? And there's also a lot of places, including in Europe, where there's caps on the fees that credit cards can charge retailers, right? Because, you know, I mean, it's all built into the cost we pay, but every time you swipe your card, that retailer is paying the credit card company, and that all comes back to us. We're the ones footing the bill at the end of the day for all of that. So would you support policy change in this area to make credit cards less lucrative for those companies?
I would 100%. Again, this is capitalism gone awry. This is, I say I'm a capitalist, but, you know, I'm also not into capitalism gone awry. This is preying on people who obviously need credit cards to, you know, we all use credit cards, but then if they get behind on one payment, a $25 interest rate, criminal. Absolutely criminal. It should not be allowed. And you can say, oh, they should have looked at the interest rate. Yes, we are now. I think we've gotten wise to some of the criminal tactics that, or unethical, excuse me, because it's not illegal yet, unethical tactics that credit card companies use.
I think you have and your family has, but I think this report shows that we have not become wise to it. We are still carrying, I mean, the national average, I think, is over $6,000 that people carry. That's the average that people carry in their credit card. I don't think we have learned the lesson, and we're all paying for it.
Yeah. A couple of the texts. Putting irresponsible financial behavior solely on younger people is amusing. I am not, by the way. I am not putting it on solely on younger people. I feel like younger people, they spend what they make, so maybe they're not saving, but they live, I think, with less. Like, I know a lot of kids, including my own, living at home so she can save money. And you know what? I think that's being financially responsible. She's not saying, oh, I just want to get away from my parents. you know, like I was. I wanted to go out and spend. I couldn't save any money because I was spending it on a car payment and rent, whatever I could get, because I felt, or there was this social pressure on me to, oh, she's out of the house. That's social. You know what I mean? Oh, I have my own place. We should not. We should have learned from that behavior that it's okay to normalize your kid staying at home or renting out your basement or a friend living with you so they can save some money and you can help get help on your mortgage payment. We absolutely need to normalize that. So I do not blame, and me personally, maybe other people do, but me, I do not blame younger people for this financial crisis. It's a crisis because the old people screwed it up. You know, these younger people are just getting their credit cards. They can't be super responsible for the majority of the debt. Let's see. Trump said that gas is going down, so everything should come down. So people can go to the grocery store, but not afford to go in. He's out of touch. Okay, there you go. And someone texted in, a different texter, gas is up 40 cents in Monticello today to $3.19. It's a lot. It's a lot. How do you think this affects senior citizens that have retired and on our fixed income? Yes, we're getting $50 more a month from the government. That might get me two bags of groceries. Two bags if you're lucky, my friend. The texter continues, when you've worked your whole life and hoping you can enjoy it without worrying, that's not happening today. And I am so deeply sorry about that. I feel terrible about that. I do. I don't know how to solve that problem. I don't think Trump or anybody knows how to solve that problem. I do feel awful about it. Jor, you're right about needing financial education. Unfortunately, people believe that making the minimum payment will pay off their credit card. I know. That's never going to work. Just paying interest is never going to work. Jor, that minimum payment will pay it off in about 30 years. And that's without charging any more. Yes, that's without charging a dime more on your credit card. If you're just paying off the interest, ugh. And that's never using your credit card again. I know, that's how it works, friends. That's how it works. Jordana, I continually say this. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, but it's not the Democrats versus Republicans. It's the rich versus the poor. And that, my friend, I think was our referendum on socialism. That's why we're seeing these socialists rise politically, because they just want everything to be equal, because the poor say no more. You can't have billions and I can't have nothing. And that's what we've become, because the middle class is getting decimated. Jor, as a young man, I was told to avoid credit cards like the plague and use a debit card instead. I followed that advice for 40 years and it works. Now, friend, that is good advice. But also good advice, like if you want miles, like if you use a credit card wisely and pay it off every month, you can accumulate miles. You can accumulate other things from a credit card with those perks. But you know what? It is good advice if you want to use a debit card. Then you don't live above your means. Jordana, the problem is impulse buyers. They treat cards like it's free money, so people get whatever they want whenever they want. They go deeply into debt and they think they're getting a discount, but they're paying much more interest. That means there's no savings. Paul, you're right. It's not free money. Predatory lending. I thought they passed some laws about that a few years ago, maybe going after the companies for giving college kids the amount. Yeah, there was something about college loans in that, but also we need to rework that for credit cards. Jordana, self-responsibility is a thing of the past. Don't worry, socialist politicians will save us. I imagine that that texter was laughing as they texted that to me. I don't think socialist politicians will save us, and nor do I think this texter believes that either. Jordana, it's mostly the baby boomer generation who has screwed up our country and finances and economy. They possess the bulk of the money. A lot of them are still in charge of financial institutions and have been for the last 30 years. That is true. They have eliminated things like raises and people getting quality health care. They have cut back on matching 401ks. They have cut back on unions. Yes, absolutely right. That all happened through older generations. So the things that they had that they're living off now, pensions and whatnot, huge, you know, increases on their home. You're right. Younger people will never be able to access that because they benefited from them and then they stopped them because they realized, oh, that's just too expensive for the people at the top of the corporation to make most money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gas prices is why the administration will never enforce oil sanctions on Russia. My other question was, friends, what are you giving up? Prices are rising. There's no bones about that. Prices are going up. It is more expensive to live today. Are you giving up anything? Someone said they're not getting their nails done anymore. I hear that one. Someone said, young person's competitive dance has gone up to over $400 per month, but we can't cut it because it's her love and her passion. Fellow parent, I feel that too. I feel that too. It was so expensive for me to send my kids to camp or to send them to study abroad. But you know what? That's not something I chose to cut out because those were my values and I wanted to be able to pay for that. So I didn't take vacations a lot of those years, you know, and I get it. You rob Peter to pay Paul, but you can't have everything. If you're a regular person like me and you, you just can't have everything. So I'm curious to know if you are not doing things like going to the movies, things like that. I'm curious to know if you're cutting back. Let's continue this conversation next on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
She called in. She's going to complain. And even though I love the Prince musical, the Purple Rain musical, Shaletta was mad at the ushers. Go ahead, girlfriend. Tell us why.
You know, I'm not mad at the ushers. I'm mad at the system because the ushers were just doing their job. So to be mad at the ushers is not fair. I was mad at the system. You don't ask people to come into the Purple Rain musical where they are playing the music that you grew up with and then tell them they can't get up and dance. So they played one of Prince's favorite songs. The actor was there. He was playing his guitar. The kids on stage were dancing. It was electric. I jumped up. I think it was Morris Day and the Time. They started doing Jungle Love.
Yep.
Well, you
got to
jump up and you got to do the verb move, right? Because the music is playing and you're feeling the vibe. And girl, I'm dancing. I'm in the zone. And the usher comes and taps me and says, sit down. I said, ma'am,
no.
Is this Swan Lake? Is this Swan Lake? Is this an orchestra? Am I in a library? Is this the Library of Congress? Was I transferred from the State Theater to the Library of Congress? You mean to tell me you're going to play Prince music? You're going to play Morris Day and the Time music? You're going to play Apollonia 6 music? And we can't dance? We have to sit here with our hands under our butt and our legs crossed? What kind of stick-up-the-butt operation are y'all running here? The people on stage need the audience feedback. This is a performance about one of our most beloved entertainers, one of the greatest musicians of all time. And you telling me that you're going to play all this amazing music and you want me to sit here and be still? It's not like I went out in the aisle and start breakdancing. I was in my seat next to the most handsome man in the building, Paul Folgers, by the way. I'm not trying to start no mess, but we were together. I'm not trying to start no rumors, but I was with Paul Folgers. And so it's not like I went in the aisle, Jordan. I was in my seat. I stood up to dance while they were playing music, and they made me sit down. And then, Jordana, I think they put somebody on me. I think they put somebody on me because the lady, the usher, Jordana, she never left. She never left. She stayed right there, and she watched me the whole night. Like, if this woman gets up and dances again, we're going to put her out of here. Just tell you what? Jordana, really?
But
Jordana,
Shaletta,
really?
Shaletta. Hold on. First of all, I was dancing in my seat. I feel you because I agree. And I was disappointed that more people weren't kind of bopping along. But were you like, if you stand up, then the person behind you can't see.
You know what? That's when they need to scoot over. Okay. This is a musical. You can't play this kind of music and people not move. And, you know, I was talking to somebody else this morning and they were like, they got shushed because they were clapping. I'm like, this thing is not going to make it out of Minneapolis. Y'all, they're playing 80s Minneapolis sound music. This music is meant to move you. It's not meant for you to sit there with your stick up your butt and your thumb up your nose and just watch it. This is not Swan Lake. This is not a golf game. This is a musical. This is Purple Rain, the musical. I dare you to sit still while they sing Jungle Love by Morris Day and the Time. Your body will explode if you do that.
That's right. Shaletta, honey, I feel the same way. I was bopping along with them. I just thought it was like the Minnesota culture is just a little more subdued and they're not necessarily as flamboyant as others. I think when they show this in New York, it might be a little bit different. So I didn't want to annoy anybody around me. I know you don't have a problem with that because you just wanted to do Shaletta.
I don't care. Yes.
What did you think of the show?
I wanted to feel the music. You know, I thought the first half was a little slow. I thought the second half picked up a lot. Paul looked at me. He was like, the second half redeemed the whole performance. But I really thought that the kid who played Prince, the actor, I thought he did an amazing job. I watched him on the guitar and then on the piano, and then he happens to look like Prince. You know, he's dancing and he's doing the split and he's popping back up, bless his knees. It was good to see all those young actors get a job. You know, we always want to talk about young people and what they are and aren't doing. Those young people were on stage perfecting their craft, doing an amazing job of bringing to life part of Minnesota nostalgia and history. And it was good for me to see all those young people, musically gifted, talented dancers working and doing their thing. They got some work to do before they take it to New York. Now, I don't think any of us can deny that. There's some things that they got to work out the bugs and stuff. But it was good to see. Oh, and I hugged Spike Lee. I met Spike Lee last night.
You did?
I did. So somebody told me that Spike Lee was there. And I said a prayer. I said, Lord, please, in Jesus' name, let me meet Spike Lee. And so I was standing there. And girl, I was like, I'm going to stand right here. He's got to leave out of this building. And I'm not going to move until he leaves. And so he tried to walk past me. He had a hood on, girl. He was trying to hide. And I grabbed him by the arm, and I said, are you Spike Lee? And he said, oh, my God. And I think the police were coming. And he was like, ma'am, I don't want to take a picture. And I was like, I don't care what you want, okay? I don't know if anybody told you. My name's Shaletta. This is my town. And he was like, can I just give you a hug? And so he gave me a hug. And, girl, he smells better than Henry Lake.
Oh, that's high praise, my friend, because Henry smells really good. I cannot believe you saw. Did he go to the after party? Oh, Shaletta, I'm out of time. I can't talk to you anymore.
Man.
But
oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, call me later. We'll talk offline. I'll tell you about the after party.
You got it.
And I'll tell you what Spike Lee wife smell like. Okay, go.
I need to know. I need to know all the things. Oh, my goodness. We'll continue all of these conversations after the news.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.